Have you ever been there, staring at the meat counter, dreaming of a gorgeous steak, but then your wallet kind of brings you back to earth?
Oh, absolutely. It's a classic problem, right? Finding that sweet spot between quality and cost.
Exactly. So today we're doing a deep dive. We're looking at smart ways, real strategies to help you enjoy fantastic meat without, breaking the bank.
That's the plan. We've looked at a bunch of sources, figuring out everything from those sometimes confusing labels to where the hidden deals really are.
Yeah, the goal is to empower you listening right now to make choices that feel good for your taste buds and your budget.
Make every trip to the butcher or the supermarket a win.
Okay, let's kick things off with something foundational. USDA grades. We hear prime, choice, select.
Right, prime's the top dog, lots of marbling, really rich. Choices, well, a solid middle ground, good quality, usually more affordable.
And select is leaner, often the most budget-friendly. But knowing the definition isn't the whole strategy, is it?
Not at all. It's about how you use that knowledge. Maybe you splurge on a prime cut for a special dinner party.
But for Tuesday night tacos or a stir fry, maybe choice or even select sirloin is perfectly fine. Saves you some cash. Smart application.
Precisely. And then there are the labels. Oh, the labels. Organic, grass-fed, free range. It's a lot.
It really is. What do these actually tell us about quality and, importantly, the cost?
Well, grass-fed often means leaner meat, sometimes a more pronounced, almost earthy flavor compared to grain-finished beef.
Which might be great, or maybe not what you expect if you want that super buttery texture.
Exactly. So the label tells you something about the potential taste and texture profile. And organic relates to feed, antibiotics, hormones. Look for certifications like the USDA Organic Seal to know it's legit. They do add to the cost, though.
Makes sense. Okay, here's one I think trips people up. Sell-by versus use-by dates. They aren't the same thing.
Not at all. This is a huge area for potential savings, actually. Sell-by is purely for the retailer. It's their inventory management date.
So the meat doesn't magically go bad the next day.
Absolutely not. The use-by or best-by date is the manufacturer's recommendation for peak quality for you, the consumer.
So talk about this strategy.
Yeah.
Buying meat that's marked down because it's near its sell-by date.
Ah, the manager special. It's a fantastic way to get higher quality cuts for less. Stores want to move that product fast.
And the key is.
Get it home and freeze it properly right away. If you do that, you basically pause time on the quality. Great savings.
Love that. Okay, besides the regular supermarket sales flyer, where else should we be hunting for these deals?
Think broader. Your local butcher shop, seriously. Build a relationship there. They often have specials, trim deals, or can give amazing advice.
Yeah, I used to find them intimidating, but a quick chat can make a difference.
Totally. Also, discount grocers like Aldi or Lidl often have surprisingly good meat sections. Farmers markets, too, direct from the source.
And warehouse clubs
Yeah.
for bulk buys.
Definitely, if you have the space and will use it. Online retailers, food co-ops, even buying a share directly from a local farm can offer great value, especially for larger quantities.
You mentioned building rapport with butchers. Are there other tips for maybe negotiating a bit or finding those unadvertised deals?
Timing can help. Go during slower hours, not Saturday morning rush. They have more time to talk.
Makes sense. Less pressure.
And understand the market a little. Are prices generally up or down? Are there sales after a big holiday when they need to clear stock? That knowledge helps you ask smarter questions.
Good point. So we know where to look. What about what we're looking for? Are there specific cuts that are like underrated budget heroes?
Oh, absolutely. This is where you find real value. Cuts like chuck, round, brisket, maybe even beef shin or flank steak.
They don't always sound glamorous next to a ribeye.
No, but they're packed with flavor potential and way friendlier on the wallet. The trick is knowing how to cook them right.
Ah, yes. Because grilling a chuck steak like a New York strip, not usually recommended. I might have learned that the hard way.
Probably a bit chewy. Chuck is perfect for slow cooking, braising. Think pot roast. It becomes incredibly tender and flavorful.
Okay, so low and slow for Chuck. What about, say, round steak?
Round steak benefits hugely from marinating. That helps tenderize it. Then you can drill it quickly or pan fry it.
And flank steak. I see that used in stir fries a lot.
Exactly. High heat, quick cooking. Slice it thin against the grain. Perfect for fajitas or stir fries. It's about matching the cut to the right technique.
So smart cooking unlocks the value. What about timing our actual purchases beyond just spotting a random sale?
definitely think seasonally and around holidays, big roasting joints, turkeys, hams, they always go on sale before Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And then maybe clearance afterwards.
Sometimes, yeah. And summer grilling season brings deals on steaks, burgers, sausages. Winter might see more sales on those stewing or braising tuts we just talked about.
So pay attention to the calendar. And to really capitalize, you need to be a bit proactive, right? Checking ads, using apps.
Absolutely. Monitor those weekly circulars, digitally or print. Use store apps for digital coupons and loyalty programs. Those points can add up.
And buying in bulk when there's a killer sale.
Yes. If you have freezer space, stock up. But, and this is crucial, store it properly. Vacuum-sealed bags are your best friend against freezer burn.
Label everything clearly. Date, cut, weight. Future, you will thank you.
Future, you will definitely thank you. And speaking of making the most of it, let's not forget leftovers.
Yes. The second life of meat. This isn't just about saving money. It's smart cooking.
Totally. That leftover roast chicken isn't just leftovers. It's tomorrow's chicken salad sandwiches or soup base or filling for tacos.
Shredded pork becomes sliders. Beef becomes a stir fry or tops a salad. It really stretches that initial purchase. Minimizes waste, too.
Hugely important. Just remember the food safety basics. Refrigerate within 2 hours. Use airtight container.
And if you freeze leftovers?
Same principle. Airtight, label well, and always thaw safely, preferably in the fridge, not on the counter. Quality and safety first.
Good reminders. And finally, we touched on apps, but let's quickly recap the digital tools that can help.
Right. Apps like Flip consolidate weekly ads. Ibotta offers cash back sometimes. Don't underestimate online reviews for butchers or delivery services.
And social media.
Yeah. Follow your local butcher or even farms on social media. They often post flash sales or special offers there first. Some store apps even let you compare prices or clip digital meat coupons directly.
Okay, so wrapping this all up, sounds like the core message is you can eat well, enjoy quality meat, without feeling that financial pinch.
Exactly. It just takes a little know-how, a bit of planning, looking beyond the usual suspects.
Applying these strategies means you can walk into that meat aisle with confidence, knowing you can find great value.
And maybe even more excitingly, it encourages you to step outside your comfort zone. Trying those value cuts, learning new cooking techniques, it actually expands your skills in the kitchen.
That's a great takeaway. It's not just saving money, it's becoming a better, more adventurous cook.
Precisely. So the real question for you listening is, what new cut, what new technique are you going to experiment with next?